proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study. We conclude our look at Daniel chapter 11 and the prophecy contained therein, where Gabriel describes future events to the prophet Daniel. Gabriel continued by noting that, quote, "The king shall exalt himself and magnify himself above every god, and shall speak marvelous things against the God of gods." The angel reiterated that this king, quote, "shall magnify himself above all," unquote. To a degree, this prophecy was true of Antiochus IV. Antiochus IV certainly exalted himself as supreme monarch over all that he could conquer and hold. But the main thrust of this prophecy focuses on events that will transpire during the end times. The king to whom Gabriel referred corresponds to a figure known as the Antichrist. The description of the Antichrist's activities in this chapter of Daniel correspond to those given in the 13th chapter of the book of Revelation in the New Testament. Quote, "In his estate shall he honor the God of forces, and a God whom his fathers knew not shall he honor with gold and silver and with precious stones and pleasant things. Thus shall he do in the most strongholds with a strange God, whom he shall acknowledge and increase with glory," unquote. The term God of forces might allude to the supernatural powers of spiritual darkness associated with the devil and his demons. Those on earth who worship the Antichrist, according to Revelation chapter 13, will extol his military capabilities, exclaiming, quote, "Who is able to make war with him?" unquote. Gabriel continued that, quote, "At the time of the end shall the king of the south push at him, and the king of the north shall come against him. And he shall enter into the countries and shall overflow and pass over. These shall escape out of his hand, even Edom and Moab, and the chief of the children of Ammon. And the land of Egypt shall not escape," unquote. Gabriel continued that, quote, "He shall have power over the treasures of gold and of silver, and over all the precious things of Egypt, and the Libyans and Ethiopians shall be at his steps," unquote. This king's conquests will extend to cover the land of Egypt, but no further eastward, as to say Libya, or southward, as to say Ethiopia. Gabriel continued, "Tidings of the east and out of the north shall trouble him. Therefore he shall go forth with great fury to destroy, and utterly to make away many. And he shall plant his tabernacles of his palace between the seas and the glorious holy mountain." Gabriel added, though, that he shall come to his end, and none shall help him. This was true of the historical Antiochus IV and the future Antichrist. Antiochus IV was called away to his northeast and died in battle. In the future, at the second coming, Jesus Christ and his saints will soundly defeat the Antichrist and his forces, an event recorded in the 19th chapter of Revelation. In Daniel 11, Gabriel told him what would transpire in the future. The vision focused on the future of the Jewish people in particular, but it contained profound implications for the non-Jewish world as well, foretelling the rise and the fall of future world government. The panoramic extent of Daniel's vision in Daniel 11 covered an interval that began after the prophet's death, and would continue throughout the end times. Only God, who can see both the beginning of time and the termination of time, only God could reveal such matters. He chose to do so to warn people about these events, but also to reassure them that he remained in control of all things. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.